China Sika is typical of the professional Indian woman. She works late. When her shift is over, a company cab takes her part of the way home. But she worries about the 5 to 10 minutes she has to walk alone to reach her door.
It's dark and the kind of people who are around are not really to be comfortable with or safe. You cannot feel safe.
So before the cab even starts moving, China activates a recently launched mobile phone application called Fight Back. It begins tracking her exact location via GPS.
The moment you feel uncomfortable, you really don't need to do anything else but press one button.
Jagdish Mitra is CEO of the tech company that developed Fight Back. When a user presses the panic button, she has a few seconds to cancel her decision. If she doesn't, a location-specific alert is sent out via text message, email, and on Facebook to any friends and family she has chosen to include in a list.
Divya has raised a panic alert. She might be in trouble.
Data from users is collated into an interactive map. Mitra says his company keeps an eye on the map, but does not serve as a public monitoring center.
We are not in the provision of, managing the law, if you may. The law has to be managed by the people who actually are authorized to do it, which is the police and so on and so forth.
Official 2010 statistics with more than 400 reported sexual assaults have led many media organizations to label the city India's rape capital.
While the app to me is very important and has a good role to play, I think what we have to be careful about is that it doesn't again fall back on women to solve their problem.
Kalpana Viswanath, a researcher with the women's advocacy Jaguri, focuses on making cities safer for women.
What kind of a city do we want? How are we urbanizing? If we're saying that in another 15, 20 years, India is going to be more urban than rural, what kind of cities do we want? If the problem is the fact that societies and cultures and our police and our infrastructure is wanting, then that is what we need to address.
Hindal Sengupta is a founder of YPOL, the civic trust partner in the Fight Back project. He says police are often lackadaisical in enforcing safety complaints from women.
So we are saying, here's a tool. You can go to the police if you want, and so you should, and so you must. But in case you choose not to, and in case you can't reach them, you can directly reach out to your friends and family. And together, you can propel the system. You can propel the security apparatus, so to speak, to act.
The makers of Fight Back say senior police officials in Delhi and other Indian cities have expressed a keen interest in establishing formal links to the system. The approval and implementation process is likely to delay that step for several months to come. Kurt Asian, VOA News, New Delhi.